Wake up with Katie.
The Big Show.
3BA.
Time to shoot the breeze. Alex Center from thebigsmoke.com.au. Good morning to you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. How are things over in the US?
Lovely, love New York.
And you're still married by the, I don't know, the length of a hair, because you tried to cut Mark's hair and he got a bit upset with you. He got a bit snarky.
I tried to help and he wasn't open to that help, and you can't help everyone.
Yeah, well, that's true. Especially if they don't want your help. Have you learnt that lesson now? Are you going to steer clear?
I think things need to be spelled out clearer, but sure.
All right. Alex, let's kick off today's Shoot the Breeze chat with why the game Bing is starting to be considered a dangerous gateway gambling activity. What's going on here?
So bingo is often a game that everybody, you know, loves to play because they think that it's, you know, an innocuous game. And a lot of people associate bingo with, like, RSLs and churches and nursing homes. But a lot of people also play it online. Now, what we're seeing more and more is that people who describe themselves as lonely and bored are using bingo as a social connection. It's a cheap game to play, and it's less costly than other gambling games. But the problem with it is that it actually can be a little bit of a misdirection.
Oh, phone's got
more money.
Your phone's just dropped out. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. So can you move three steps to the left or right?
I didn't.
See, that's what happens when you live in New York.
So, but basically, yeah. So bingo is now being used as a way to get people to pay for playing the game and betting. And they're finding more and more that actually can be quite harmful in the same way as what we know about sports betting and other big gambling games.
Yeah. I want to clarify something here, because I did open this up and said why the game Bing is starting to be considered a dangerous gateway gambling activity, because that's how you sent it to me. The O wasn't on the end. And I'm going, what's this Bing? I've never heard of Bing, but I'm sure Alex will tell me all about it, and I'm glad that
bingo.
Yeah. Bing. Bing's also, is Bing a search engine, I think?
It's a search engine, and it's also a slang term for bingo.
Oh, right. I did not know that. Schools in.
It's not. I'm lying just to cover up my own error.
I'd have gone with that because I'd have believed you. Hey, this is all about a role reversal going on. Some people are using Tinder to get a new job and LinkedIn to find love. What's happening here?
You know, it's the blurring of the lines in how people use apps. A lot of people are talking about the fact that they use LinkedIn as a way of connecting people. So, of course, for example, people connect because they're trying to get work, or they're trying to sell a deal, or whatever related work-related activity they're doing on LinkedIn. But what we're seeing more and more are people are connecting and actually falling in love. And then other people are using Tinder as a way to get clients. So there was one woman in particular who in Singapore was actually using Tinder as a way to match with men that she thinks would be a great client. She would meet them for coffee, and then she would try to work out if there was an opportunity, and then she would give them life insurance policy pamphlets.
Life insurance policy. Everyone needs one of those, don't they?
So it's a bit misleading, you know, using Tinder for the wrong reason, using LinkedIn for the wrong reason. Mm. I've actually had a few people ask me out on LinkedIn, and you expect that on a Tinder, you don't expect that on LinkedIn.
So what we need to do now is, if we're on LinkedIn, we need to, and we're hooked up already, we need to put a photograph of the lovely couple to say, don't, you know, I'm not available. Here I am. This is my husband. This is my wife. Whatever the case may be.
We should really use LinkedIn for what it's about, which is networking and not asking for dates.
Yes, of course we should. Yes. You. Yes. You're the... Okay. Speaking of relationships, I remember this story from quite some time ago, the guy who married a hologram, but apparently, Alex, the relationship is not working and, sadly it's a bit sketchy and they're getting a divorce.
I'm so shocked about this one.
Oh, so am I. I can't believe it's not working. I can't believe it's not butter.
This was the 38-year-old man who married a holographic representation of an anime character that he loved. And basically, he had a relationship with her back since 2018, and now they're separated. He's saying it's due to a software glitch.
Right.
And that it's actually the relationship has run its course.
Well, I suppose you've got to try everything once, don't you? Because if you don't try it, you don't know.
Well, he said, my love for her hasn't changed. The wedding ceremony made me believe it would be forever, but unfortunately it's not.
Yeah.
It's not meant to be. So who's, not all parts are working.
Who's going to get the dog, Alex?
That depends on what state you're in legally. But I think that it should go to the person who would cuddle it the most.
Right. That won't be the hologram, I'm guessing. Alex Center from thebigsmoke.com.au. Lovely to shoot the breeze, as always. Stay safe in New York, and we'll catch you next Tuesday.
Thank you.